Today's Bible reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus is talking to his followers, and this is what he says to them. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Amen.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome everyone to our Frinton Mission 2020 online closing sermon. Does that make sense? I hope so. It's part of this closing celebration service. We've had a great week online, as I'm sure you'll have heard from the rest of the service. And this is going to be our closing shot, or at least mine. Let you into a little secret. This year is the last year that three of us who've been organising things, the last year we've been doing it. We've been organising things for about 8 years, thereabouts, and we're handing on to a new team. And please continue to pray for them as they take up the reins of Frinton Mission for next year. Anyway, back to the sermon. What will it take for us as local Christian people to have an important and lasting effect on the character of our time? There's a loaded question for you. What will it take for us as local Christian people to have an important and lasting effect on the character of our time? What if at some point in the future people were to say of you and of me, it was their work, their lives, their ministries that made such a difference to us today? What if our Father in heaven were to say of you and me, they changed the character of their time? What if each time we, as churches together in this town, were not just a talking point in our community, but were also a turning point for the life of our community? What if life for all of us was changed by what we did with the opportunities that we have every year? Now, we know we have the power to do these things because there is no greater power than the life-changing power of the Holy Spirit of God. And there is an irresistible quality about men and women who know the living Lord Jesus Christ in their lives and who seek to live out Jesus Christ through their lives. We hear a lot of reports these days about God being on the move around the world, in Africa, in China, amongst the poor, in the lives of children and young people, just as the word of God prophesied would be the case. We have to decide that we want to see God at work amongst us here in our community through the power of his Holy Spirit. There are many things about our world today that are broken. I think we all know that, don't we? Families are sometimes broken. Trust in organisations and institutions is broken. Our moral values are compromised. Loneliness abounds. We're subject to rogue viruses. We're still fighting racism. And even our weather patterns seem to be disobeying the laws of nature. We live in this spiritually starving society full of doubt and frustration, seeking alternatives to live their lives by, such as alcohol or drugs or escapism or commercialism and so on. Too many people have too much to live with and not enough to live for. Too many people have too much to live with and not enough to live for. All of this means that for us as Christian men and women, there is a real work to be done. And it is a work that we can do because we are created in God's image, because we are disciples of Jesus Christ, and because we are empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. So against this unsettled, volatile background in which we're living, what is it that we, good Christian folk, can bring to the table of our society that no one else can bring? It's summed up in a powerful verse in chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, the second letter of Timothy. It says this: remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is my gospel. And that is it. No more, no less. It is the fact that trust in Jesus Christ changes everything. Our whole understanding in life, our whole perspective of life. It enriches our families. It shapes our futures. It channels our finances. It enhances our friendships. It enables forgiveness. It gives purpose to our working lives. It makes worship an everyday reality. This is the hope that we can offer to the world around us. Hope in the home, hope in the workplace, hope in our politics, through our education system, hope in our communities. And this hope we carry with us is not just good news for Christians. It's great news for the whole of society. This hope we have can change everything for everyone around us. When hope takes hold of a people, there's nothing that compares to the enormity of the impact they can have. What makes us as Christian men and women distinctive in this world is that hope, the hope of glory, lives in us. Jesus Christ lives in us by the saving grace and the power of his Holy Spirit. It is God in us that brings the energy, the opportunities, the power, the possibilities to see the world not as it is, but as it could be. This is our USP, our unique contribution to the world. From our reading earlier, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will tell you what is yet to come, and he will take from what is mine and make it known to you. This is the confidence we have, which enables us to face the future, whatever it holds. What will it take for us to be this example of hope to our generation? The ways in which we live out our futures, the way we embrace fear, the way we treat one another. This will be our distinctive witness to an anxious and troubled world around us. We must not be troubled by the future. We must live our lives as a sign of the future. We don't just want to be cheered up by the Holy Spirit of God, do we? We want to be challenged by and charged up by the Holy Spirit. We want to live our lives with confidence and certainty, to show a generation that is desperate to unlock the unexpected potential within them just what real life is all about. We want to address this absence of purpose that is all around us. We want to see the energy and hope of God released into our communities so that all may flourish, that lives are changed, the weak are cared for, our workplace reformed, our leaders leading with confidence, our nation not fearful, but at ease with themselves, with their neighbours and with their God. To a world and to a generation that is leading a heads-down existence, always looking down at the immediate, that which is before them, their next step, we need to say, lift your heads up. Look to Jesus for the answers to life's great questions. As Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. It is Jesus Christ, descended from David, risen from the dead. This is our gospel, our good news. This is our mission, the calling upon this generation to proclaim to our world, lift up your heads and look to the risen Jesus. Have you seen a YouTube clip that's doing the rounds? It's about a lion and a buffalo at a watering hole in the Kruger National Park in South Africa. The lion separates a young buffalo from the herd, grabs it by its jaws and drags it away. When the young buffalo's mother approaches the lion snarls at her and she backs away. It seems that the lion has his dinner and the young buffalo is done for. Then, just like the cavalry in those old cowboy films, there appears a herd of buffalo who charge down to the water's edge and by sheer force of numbers chase off the lion and rescue the cub who lives to see another day. If we try to do the Lord's work alone, we will fail. If we work together to do the Lord's work, we will prevail. On our own, we are beatable. Together, we are invincible. We must continue to build upon the amazing fellowship, the wonderful unity, the huge goodwill, the enormous power that we see and experience at work in the churches in our community. We must become a pioneering community of Christ followers, putting aside our small historical differences and working together for the good of our community as a whole. I began by asking, what will it take for us as local Christian people to have an important and lasting effect on the character of our time? Would you be willing to work together to see our generation reformed, saved, empowered, and released from the shackles of this world? Would you be willing to work together to bring the word of God to bear in people's lives? Would you be willing to work for the elimination of injustice, of abuse and inequality? Would you be willing to look out for and look after broken people who need our help? Would you be willing to reintroduce hope, the hope that comes from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, to our society and to our community? We can do all of these things. We can bring hope and energy and purpose and direction to our world. We can empower a generation to be filled anew with the confidence that comes from a life lived with Jesus Christ. We can be the generation that says, bring on uncertainty and indecision. We don't care about the naysayers. Bring on dysfunctional families. We're not concerned with what the world wants. Bring on fear of the future because we're not fazed by any of these things. We're not downhearted. We're excited by all that God is calling us to be and to do, knowing that he will equip us and enable us to do all these things in his strength. We must rally round our common Christian values of the love of God, the compassion of Jesus, the hope of eternal life, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the fellowship of our brothers and sisters, so that we can be all that the Lord calls us to be here in our generation today. Amen.